We here. How you feel about this? You ready? You like it's a Saturday, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. I'm ready.
You got it dark in here. You need to get these blinds up. You hear this music?
Turn some lights on.
I'm trying to get it vibing in here for this session, man. I'm trying to get it right, man.
That's good.
You need to get hype, man. This is the OG Irrelevant Show. This is back to the essence.
The two-man show way back when.
I'm going to call the other two. I'm going to just call one of them.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to see who's going to pick up. Just like my love. Tell me this don't sound like Saturday right here. This is fly right here, man. What you know about that right there? I'm just trying to get live for the people. I'm trying to get them in the mood. They think they in the 80s right now. They be taking the fakes.
Las Vegas, Hollywood, Boulevard made me a star. Dreams for our scene walk of fame. Step out this red carpet leg. Yeah, is that Papa Ross on my chain? These ain't drugs, they party fakes.
No trouble, I'm a franchise. Go along the... It's from a man's right here. One time. They don't know. Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. What's happening?
You're too calm right now, man.
Nah.
You're too calm right now. One more, man.
What are you going to do?
Look, man. Bitch better have my money. Oh, shit.
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play homes like
Tom. Look, every time I listen to this song, I miss my music objectifying women.
They don't do it anymore.
It's not like, come on, man. AMG's on the motherfucking microphone. Not like that, man. Not like that. Do you hear how you start that song? Do you hear how that started? It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Come on, man. They don't start it like that no more.
There's nothing wrong with what he said, though.
Nothing at all. They don't start it like that.
But you can't say those things anymore.
You should be able to. And that's how I want my music.
I don't want that just in the music. I love objectifying
women in my music. just probably like 2 days ago, I was listening to a couple tracks, listening to some Snoop. Listen to some Quick, just some old 90s music, man. And I just look, come on, man. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play O's like Domino slapping bones. Because you can't
slapping bones. That's good.
This type of music at a certain part of your life, you need that type of attitude. Like you gotta have that. You can't just respect women from day one. I've tried. Don't work. You didn't get me anywhere. You got to go through your 19, 20, 21 where you're just looking at them like objects. You got to have that moment, man. You have to. You can't just come out respecting them. You got to. MG's on the motherfucking microphone. I sang dick, bitch, nothing more and nothing less. You hear what he just said?
That's all he does.
It's nothing more and nothing less. Yeah. That means in this relationship, it's just dick. It's nothing more and there's nothing less. You gotta see no hope. You can take the test and bring big fat titties and lots of back. All right, hold on. You got the woody and I got the axe. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches need dick, so they find it. G with the high top. Look, there was mad pimping going on in this song.
Open up the bag. So he can get paid.
You just need to blast this and be disruptive in your in your early 20s, man.
Now, how well does that go over blasting that down the neighborhood today? And take off your G-string drawers, bitch, eat your Wheaties, cause I don't want.
How good do you think this will go over? Huh? Living in that neighborhood.
It'll be just fine.
Somebody's getting hype. Some old white man's coming out.
Well, in that neighborhood, they're probably still listening to that.
Some old white man's coming out his neighborhood, and he feels every piece of this. What are you laughing at? Ain't a damn thing funny. Bitch better have my money. And that's the most important part of the song.
Yeah.
She better have his money.
That's what this is all leading
this
to.
This is all about bitches better have his money. I just miss this type of music in my radio. In my ears. Just raw. Just shut up.
You couldn't have that on the regular radio, though.
Because you got just, that's, it'd be like, that's my
one
outlet.
Instrumental.
Yeah. You couldn't make this today.
Oh, man.
Well, you could make it, but it would be considered.
Oh, like, no, the they would eat it alive. You couldn't put that out now without people, how sensitive they are nowadays.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Dude, can you imagine if Corrupt put, not Corrupt, what's the, it's on the Dr. Dre, Chronic 2001. Dun, 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 explosive.
Yeah.
Corrupt's verse is the most disrespectful verse. I get, when I listen to it, I can't help but laugh after a while. You know what verse I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I know what you're, yeah. Oh, man. Hold on. We look back at it nowadays and it's funny.
Hold on, man.
Overdosage, imperial pistols, ferocious. Fuck a bitch, don't tease bitch, strip tease bitch, eat a bowl of these bitch, gobble a dick. Host forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up.
Dude, come on,
just
man.
Disrespectful and everything.
This is a multi-platinum selling album.
I love that album.
I love it too. You know, I like this song, but I was just riding down the street one day and then I was like, whoa.
That's one song. It's kind of like, should I be listening to this?
This is the only song where I was like, yo, wait a minute. what just happened?
Gargle and swallow a nut up, shut up and get my cash. Backhanded, pimp slap backwards and left stranded. Just pop your collar, pimp convention hoes for a dollar.
Six I'm making somebody right now, I wanna go
six
out and play
some Pala. Pimping hoes from Texas to Guatemala. Bitch niggas pay for hoes just to lay with hoes. Relax one night and pay to stay with hoes.
All right, now you having all girls.
No, oh my God.
How do you feel about this type of music objectifying women? Like, how do you feel about it? Are you like, oh, good God? Are you just like, it's not my daughter, so fuck it?
That's kind of the way I feel. It's like, it's not my kid, so.
I'm just saying. I just, look, man.
You know, it's.
This song right here is a rough one, though.
I'm trying to
think back. It's Corrupt's verse.
Like, trying to think back.
It's a different time.
You know, yeah, like, as I'm listening to it back then.
Yeah.
Like, what was my mindset? Like,
I don't know.
It would never have crossed my mind. Like, you know, this is not.
Yeah, like,
this is not.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But I miss it.
Yeah.
But it's you know, like.
No, music will never be that again, ever.
Fucking horrible. His is the only verse I think I've ever heard when it comes to the, you know, objectifying women where I was just like, oh, shit.
And then they try to put that song on the radio. That song does not work on the radio. It's just one instrumental.
That, yes.
Especially when his verse comes on. It's just complete silence.
Dun, 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 dun. You're like, oh. There's no verse when the rap comes on.
All you hear is like his breath when he's starting the next verse. That's
I hate those songs. I used to hate when they put songs on the radio and they'd be mad edited. You're like, why? Like, why? Why are you putting that on there? Like, stop.
Just don't even bother.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Just saying, I miss the objectification of women in my music. In my music.
So you're not saying in everyday life.
Not in everyday life.
Oh, okay.
In my music.
You got to be more clear about that.
Because they're doing it on Instagram anyway.
All the women are going to boycott our show. So.
They're doing it on Instagram. I don't get on Facebook, but Instagram is where all the models put it up there. So it's like you're already doing it visually. So
they're not models.
Whores. So all the whores are doing it visually. Now let me get it audibly.
So when you can't physically see it, you want to be able to picture it.
Yeah, let me hear it when I'm riding down the street.
Oh, okay.
makes me feel better. Especially when I'm angry. Not angry. Like when you have them days about women, you're like, man, you just feel away. You need that.
Just listen to that album. You'll be just
fine. Listen, listen to that. I just need that. That outlet right now.
He's got a couple of songs on there that are just.
I can only think of that one. There's another one.
No, pretty sure you're probably thinking the same one I'm thinking.
There's another one. All these bitches and all these hoes. Is that one?
The song just starts off wrong.
That's definitely one of them. Let's see if I, hold on. I have to find it.
The skit before is even the. It's like the greatest skit on an album.
Housewife is one too.
Yep.
This is all right.
It is, yeah. Back to gold
clip, work my money, make. Think about it. This whole album might be about objectifying women, huh? Think you onto something.
Oh, man.
I thought it was some gangster shit.
No, as I started to listen to it, there's a couple of songs on there. It's
more than I thought.
It's pretty sketchy.
Pretty sketchy.
That I know song, you're under yes. a lot of pressure. You want. I love you so much. I'd do anything.
Yeah, this is.
I'd do anything.
After all that, pretty much the whole thing said, I don't want to hear that shit.
She's like spilling her heart out right now.
Yeah, he pretty much said, I don't want to hear
that shit. Just shit it on it. All the nights I never had,
bitches. Now I'm all up in that ass, bitches. Any of that.
Yeah, this is going to be the most not safe for work episode that you guys are ever going to get. Gotta thank you for that head clinic. Explicit, hella photogenic, and tell your friends where the dick's at. Wow.
So wow. Where's it at?
Wow. It's not the same, man. That production's still top notch, though.
That's oh, yeah. That'll never get old.
It's called The Chronic 2001. It came out in 99.
That doesn't even make sense. So what was he trying to say with that? That he's ahead of his time? Is that what that 2001 stood for? Is how I took it?
I don't know. I'm going to think about it. I don't know. I don't understand the reason for that.
Yeah, I just took it as that he felt that he was ahead of his time.
I guess so.
We're just going to go with that.
It's a fucking stupid name. I didn't think about it. Because now he's behind his time.
Getting music out on time.
Yeah. 2001 came out in 99. Because everybody thinks that album came out in 2001.
Yeah. You would imagine it did.
Like, nah, it came out in 99.
Well, it's kind of like games. Like,
oh, 2001.
It's like sports games.
What, like 2K19?
It comes out in 18. But yeah, that's just one year, not a whole 2 years, so.
Yeah, it's a two-year event.
Doesn't make no sense.
We'll go with yours. He was ahead of his time. I guess so.
Sounds good.
But you know what? In the 90s, saying 2000 anything probably made it sound super advanced.
It did, because, yeah.
Because we thought the world was over in 2000. So he was probably like, look, this shit is over. I may not get a 2000 album, so let me go ahead and name it.
It's true.
That's what I get about it. What you been up to?
Oh, man, you know, just here. Got the new baby home.
Nice.
Finally.
Here we go. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. A little girl. So now they knew that because you said that you have three girls. So three girls. Happiest thing ever. So.
That's good.
Loving it. Just trying to relax. I got 6 weeks off.
Yeah. I had another baby.
Nice.
Yeah. Since this is the last podcast, yeah. I had two. Now that's I got right. three.
Yeah.
Another boy. Looks like his mom.
Yeah, because when our first one, I only had one at that time. And that was just Sophie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's her, Ophelia, and Amelia.
Yeah, because we used to lock her in the room.
Yeah.
Like, go in the room. Don't come out. Especially for this episode right now on Top of Objectifying Women.
She's older enough. She's old enough now. She'll know exactly what's going on.
I don't think this is.
Yeah, she doesn't even know any of that.
I don't think this is the time, though.
Yeah, man. You know, just working and, well, not anymore, like I said. So
yeah, you get that 6 weeks off.
We do, and I'm glad we have it. So, you know, take care of all this stuff with the baby and spend some time with the girls and Nancy, and should be good.
See, that's the good thing. That's the part about salary. I'm like, I wish I was on salary. Because me now, I'm like, hey, you know, I have a baby. Can I get some time off? Well, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Take some,
2 days.
Take as long as you want.
But you ain't getting paid whatsoever.
You ain't getting paid. And go find another job.
It's good now. We'll see when I'm due to get paid. See if they actually put it in correctly and I get paid.
They actually pay you right.
I better be getting paid on Friday.
They're like, you weren't here. Right. Like, that's not how this works.
Right.
It's not all how this.
I submitted all the paperwork.
Not all how this works. So what else you got, man?
Oh,
before
man.
We get into the shit, man.
Dude, I just when you hit it with me the other day that it was what 2014 the first time we started doing this.
That's yep.
5 years ago.
Oh.
We started doing this. Just like
it was a minute.
Dang. They hit me. I was just like
I went back and listened to one of those episodes. We thought we was good.
I don't think we were.
We thought we was
like
good.
It's like I was telling you earlier how we started off with my mic in the
it was in a flower pot.
Like a church choir mic.
Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't. Hey, you know, you got to start somewhere.
If it was a church choir mic, that's when you say it like that.
Yeah, it was.
Like he was about to drop a verse. That's what that mic looked like. MC Mike. Straight up. That's how that looked.
Ah, what's new with you?
Besides the baby?
That's it.
I just entered this world of bidets.
Oh, yes.
that's what's new. That's what I want to get into. That's what I want to talk to you about. Matter of fact, I'm going to call up Brandon. Because hopefully he picks up the phone. Let's see. Let's try this little new feature out we got. Let's see.
Get him on the line.
Hopefully that's taken. He's taking a nap. Come on.
Jerk.
Nah, I think that baby's still kicking his ass.
He's got to sneak in his sleep whenever he can.
Hold up.
What the business is?
Hey, what are you wearing? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What are you wearing?
Mike? Can you hear Mike?
Say something, Mike. Can I hear you?
What are you wearing?
That's inappropriate.
I think you hear me.
It's very inappropriate.
What you doing, man? You just like
baby. I got a baby in my hand that's sleeping in the crevice of my elbow arm.
So that doesn't stop you from looking down and telling what you're wearing, so.
It does. It does. Completely. Man, what's going on, man? What y'all up to?
Oh, you live, man. Yeah. You're on the show right
you're
now.
Here, yeah, you're here.
Oh,
live.
You're on the shit.
You're on the show with
hey? Man, I don't mean to call it the shit. It's the show.
No, if you would have heard what happened prior to this, that's mild what you're calling it there, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was calling it, I was talking about the objectification of women.
Oh, talking about the 90s.
Yes, exactly. That's what the 90s were.
He went right to the decades.
Oh, man, that's what it was, man. Nelly had one. Ludacris definitely had one.
Oh, Pussy Poppin'. But that was 2000, right?
But then he had the whole song. Was that? I think that was 2002, wasn't
2000.
It?
2000. Nelly's first album came out. Not Nelly. And Nelly had Tip Drill. That's 2000 also.
I think all Ludacris is after 2000.
Yeah, Ludacris's first album, I think, is 2000.
Yeah.
2099. It's either 2000 or 99.
We'll call it close.
Okay, well, we'll have the cutoff at like 2005.
What? 2005?
Duh.
Sure, that's when all that objectification stopped.
Yeah, because he got 50 in 2003.
Man, but no objectification was like that AMG I just played.
No, it was bad, Brandon. You'd probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know so.
I'm a father, and I was hurt.
I asked Mike, I said, yo, somebody who has $3, man, three daughters, how you feel about, you know, the objectification of women in music? You know, I'm saying, I talk about my kids. Man. Hey, man, how you feel about it, man? Somebody with a daughter, how you feel about it?
Way to put me on the spot, man. Music was great, man.
So
times were easier.
As long as we're not talking about your daughter, you're fine with it.
Times were easier.
Yeah. It was a simpler time.
Look, man, I had my boy ask me a question the other day, man. Man, what if my daughter became a stripper? I hope I get a house. I hope I get my car paid off and a house.
So basically what you're saying is you hope she doesn't forget you.
Don't
exactly, man. Yeah, look.
Forget about me.
He said, "Don't you forget the loins you came from."
You know, do what
man,
you gotta
that's,
do.
That's probably the best way to think about it. As much as I've talked about women on this show, for him to have that outlook was like, all right, well,
it's respectable.
It's my daughter, but at least I'm gonna make the best of this and just pay my house off.
Right. Yeah. Randy, you're a glass half full kind of guy. I like it.
Hey man, that's what I'm trying to be, man.
Yeah. If my son
ain't no fun if I can't have none. Wait, wait a minute.
I don't think that one applies here. Nah, I don't think that applies to this. That's
not. Oh, jeez, man.
That's not the one. Hey, man, you got a free hand? You call Pat?
Yeah, I can't get him on the line.
get Pat on the show, man. This would be the first time in 18 shows that all four of us have been around at the same time.
Brandon wasn't there the last one, huh?
Nope. And you haven't been there for about 5-6 of them. Other than that, it's just been us. Mainly me objectifying on the show.
You're a terrible person.
What they do is they let me get on a ledge. And leave
there's
me on
nobody
that.
There to pull you back.
They just leave me on that ledge.
They do. They want
to
see if you're actually gonna just fall.
Yeah,
and they just let me just hang on that ledge.
You're live.
And nobody. Hey, yeah, Pat, you live.
Hey,
you
Pat,
live
what are you wearing?
Hey.
Hey, what are you wearing?
What's happening with you, man?
Nothing.
What you doing?
Yeah, you doing nothing, or are you wearing nothing?
I'm watching people make bread on YouTube.
Oh, well, look, man. I figured you're on trouble,
way to avoid that question.
So,
way to avoid that question.
You're doing a show right now, man.
In the bread.
Yeah, he did. What y'all doing, man?
I just told you. You on the show right now. We're doing recording. A show. We recording.
Oh, we live?
Yeah, you live right now.
Oh, that's why you sound like you got a hip in your step.
What you mean? No, I got this beer in
my
step.
Hey, man, how you doing, man? Hey, Pat, what's going on there,
no,
brother?
No, I got this beer in my step. That's what I got in my step.
You scanned on some milk?
All right.
You still delivering milk?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't know if we're supposed to be doing the show tipsy.
No, there's no tipsy going here. We're just, you know, feeling good.
Nigga said milk.
Hey, Mike, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, what did I do?
Hey, man. So I think it was yesterday. I saw you got the Mortal Kombat, and I was like, hey, you got the Mortal Kombat. Let me send him an invite. Hello, Mike? Mike?
What Mortal Kombat?
Mike. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, that's Mortal Kombat 9. That's on the PS3. Because Jerome hit
you
me up.
Did you read the title?
Yeah, Jerome hit me up yesterday, too, asking me if I was on the PS4. And I told him no, that was the kids.
Yeah, I don't know. It just said Mortal Kombat. That's all it said.
Yeah.
No number. Just
it's
Mortal Kombat.
It's the Mortal Kombat 9 on PS3.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Sorry.
You're a good man for that, you know? We still need to play the golf club. Damn, all right, I guess not.
Yes, yeah, that's never going to happen.
He probably would have just ignored me anyway, even if he had Mortal Kombat 11.
No, I wouldn't. I don't ignore you when you send me invites. I haven't been on anything, though, in the past, couple weeks.
Been working like like you on the Orient Express, huh?
Well, no, I'm off now, but then with the baby being born, so.
How is the little one?
She's good. She's good. Baby,
you know,
shit.
You know what's different about this moment right now? I don't hear no baby crying.
She's asleep.
Brandon.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, give her some time, man. Look, man, don't make me hang up on the phone now. I had to hang up on the PlayStation just earlier, man.
Brandon,
I was
said
sad.
He put her in the other room.
Pat, let me handle this.
Yeah, he did that. He did that 2 days ago. We was on the phone. He was like, yeah, man, I got to find out how to put this baby in this contraption. I just heard, and I heard, hey, man, let me figure this out.
I don't think he was doing it right.
I said, all right,
yeah,
man.
That was my first time going to it was going out in public with her. I had her, like, in this little sling thing that you put her in, and she stays there with no arms, no hands.
Oh, the one that you carry, like,
inside the bank.
Okay, like the kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, like a kangaroo pouch.
Hey, that wasn't the best one, though. That wasn't the best one. The best one when we was on the game and Jerome was like, hey, man, shut that baby up.
Nah, you got a preference. Hey, man, she fat? Yeah. change the diaper? Yeah. Man, shut that baby up.
You gotta go through the list.
Try.
Tell
right, you gotta make sure they've tried all avenues.
Yeah, tell that nigga to shut up. Keep it quiet. All right, Brandon. So before the baby wakes up, the reason why I call you is to get in on this bidet conversation that I was having.
Ah, okay.
So I'm gonna tell my. So I bought this, but it's like a bidet, right? Just call it a bidet. It's a bidet, right? And
that's the name of it, right?
Well, yeah, because it's not the actual, you know, toilet bidet piece and shit, right? So it's like.
Oh, hey, wait, time out. What is a bidet?
You don't know what a bidet is?
No, I never heard of it.
Aren't you about to describe it, Jerome?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
Well, before he describes it, what is it? Because I thought he was going to go into, like, as if we all knew what this thing was.
Well, he's going to tell you what it is. He'll tell you what it is.
He's about to describe the hell out of it.
Yeah. Hey, before you do not say relax, Pat. I don't want to hear that shit. All
right, man. I won't say it.
Oh, geez.
He was getting ready to say it. I can see it in his face.
Be calm, Pat. Oh, I'll tell you what it is. So I guess I'll explain. A bidet is a thing that after you go to the bathroom, you use to wash your ass with, right?
That's what. Yeah.
Sprays water up at your butt, cleans it up, and then you wipe, get up, you go. Right? So I have like it's like an accessory piece. You hook it up to your toilet, and it goes toward the back of your toilet, and it uses the back toilet water, the clean water, the stuff that comes off the wall. And it uses that to clean your butt, right? So I installed it, and ever since I've used it, I'm looking at everybody else sideways.
It's way different, huh?
I'm looking at everybody else way different. I'm like, yo, are you serious? Like, you motherfuckers are still using toilet paper?
Pat, go through your process, and when you go take a shit, and what's the rest of that day like?
Yeah, you're dirty. The rest of your day, you're still dirty.
It is. It depends on the type of doo-doo, too.
Yeah, and I never realized that because, you know, I'm American. You grow up on toilet paper. It is what it is. But then you think about it. After you shit, when you wipe your ass, all you're doing
just
is
smearing it.
It around. You're just moving it from one spot to the next. You're just – the toilet paper is just the dash mark till you get to the shower. It's just to hold you over till you get to the shower. That's all it is. So I got this bidet. Huh?
I don't know.
You don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
Well, look. We're all men that were once boys, and we all know what itchy ass feels like. So that's because you didn't wipe your ass well enough. So, during my journey, hold on. During my journey I'm the oldest. I'm 44, so I've been wiping my ass a lot longer than all of you. Okay, so
I didn't have to ask.
This is how I judge if everything is all right in the American way. If I wipe my ass properly during the course of my day, everything is fine. Now, how I really know everything was all right was at the end of the day before I get in the shower and I look in my drawers and there was nothing left. So if my drawers is good, then I'm good.
Yeah, but you're not, because you've been walking around with a shitty ass all day. That's all you do.
So you're saying your underwear the test strip.
I have the same mentality that Pat has for the past 30-something years. I've had the same mentality.
Look, right now. Nah, Jerome, if the yeast don't rise, you all right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's same a good mentality. One. That he had the entire time. Then after I took a shit and washed my ass, I was just like, huh, how the fuck was we doing this before?
Now, do you dry yourself off or you just let it?
You can, but.
You just let it ride?
Nah, after I sprayed, get it down. Then, you know,
So do you control the spray?
Yeah.
So it's like a little button you push, or
it's like a little nozzle on the side. Uh-huh. And you just turn it. And it just shoots at
you. Hey, how many practices do you have by sitting on? How many times you have to practice sitting on the toilet to where the nozzle shoots directly in the particular area you wanted to shoot in your hand?
Because you got to make sure it works. What?
Once you sit down,
it's just automatically pointing to that spot.
Wait a minute. So it just finds your asshole.
I guess there's a universal asshole measurement, and the toilet to.
No, I don't believe that. That can't be.
Hey, I'm not kidding. Once you sit down.
Every ass in the house hit it right in the bullseye.
Once you sit down, once you turn it on, right there.
Don't worry, fellas. After this, I'm going to go to this house and try it.
Right. I mean, you can't speak for nobody else. What am I talking about? You'd have to do a poll.
And then also,
put it on the poll.
On the side, there's also a, like I said, there's a nozzle, but there's also a piece. There's like a little small lever, and the nozzle will move up and down, so you can adjust it.
So it's like a sprinkler while it's cleaning
you up. You can move it like a sprinkler while it's cleaning you up, front to back.
And this should be hitting me all in my tank.
Yes, you can have it hit there.
Well, because if you wipe wrong, that's going to be all dirty too. So,
and for us, you know, you use it when you shit. Women, they can use it.
And man, what if they hit you in the right spot as a man?
You just have to take it.
You feel.
I don't think they heard you, Brandon.
That means you discover something new.
Yeah, you know. All of a sudden, you spend more time in the bathroom. Why the water bill so high? Jeez. Don't ask those questions.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Hey man, I'm an American man. You know, look, I'm gonna get me. So I went through all different types of trials. So I like the baby wipes, and then the regular toilet paper after the end of that. So you wipe and you get some moisture, and then you wipe with toilet paper right after that. You're good to go.
Baby wipes is cool, but you know, most people don't use baby wipes. They use dry toilet paper and smear that shit around till they get in the shower.
Or paper towels when you're in the toilet.
that's what you're doing. You can wipe all day. You ain't getting it till you get some moisture.
I mean,
the toilet paper.
Bro, how many times are you wiping? You gotta wipe until you don't see shit no more.
Well, it depends on the type of doo-doo, though, because there's those ones that you wipe and even more comes off.
Yeah, you're like, damn, I've been here for 10
use a whole roller.
One of y'all is sounding to me like y'all just a wipe and go kind of guy. Like, just if it feels right, you just wipe and roll.
How long do you wipe?
Until
it's gone, bro.
Until it's blood.
It's no more anus.
I'm bleeding.
I'm good.
I must be good. Clean. No matter.
Now, look, there's a toilet tissue grab, ball it up, take one wipe, take two wipes. Then I look, then that third wipe, I'm clean. I'm
so,
rolling.
So you believe in for every shit, three wipes is good?
Not every. It just like I say, it depends.
The average shit you're saying is three wipes.
Well, no, it just depends on how, what kind of shit. Do you have pudding shit? Do you have runny shit?
Too many people in the city.
Cinder block shit?
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
The cinder block, you ain't got to wipe much. You know, that cinder block is doing.
Now, how many pieces, that wet? How many squares are you using?
No, I don't use squares, bro.
He pulling the roll.
I'm telling you right now, ain't no squares involved.
What the hell are you using then?
See, I can't be doing that, man. I mean, it's too much toilet paper, man. I'm not getting everything.
I'm trying to
piece it out to at least four or five squares.
There you
go. Fold it up.
All right.
He'd be rationing his squares.
I wrap my hands three times.
Yeah, man.
Got the bidet.
It's like boxing. It's like they're getting ready to put boxing gloves on me.
You gotta be careful with my third wipe though, man, with that the damn small ass square. You're getting the finger sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want to wipe too hard because your fingers will bust through.
Hey, look, man. It happens.
No more shit in my hands with this bidet.
I'll give up plastic bags and bottles and straws and shit, but you ain't gonna judge me on how much toilet paper I use.
He must use the whole roll. Yeah, he's fucking up the ozone. Look, dude, I see these bidets every single day at work.
Don't hey, man. You can't go to war with Pat, man.
It's not bad.
We got one toilet paper in the woods, man. We need to survive. Make this last.
Yeah, I'll give up bacon and white women before I do that.
That's a sacrifice, Pat. That's a big sacrifice.
Yeah, I'll give up bacon.
He said he'd rather have an itchy booty.
I'd rather walk around here with shitty ass and just bacon.
Oh, man. That's different bacon bro. Than regular bacon out there. Y'all ever had apple bacon?
Yeah, yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I like smoky. Yeah. It's just, yeah, man.
There you go.
It's just too many things that I'm gay phobic about. Like I don't want nothing touching my booty.
See, that's what he told me.
And this is what I told Mike.
Be more specific. You don't want nothing touching your sphincter.
Here's exactly what I said. This is exactly what we're getting to. I said niggas rather walk around here with savage booties than walk around here with clean cheeks because they worry about how something made them feel. I felt that's like true. It was gay. Water made me feel gay.
That's crazy. Hold on, bro.
But we're willing to walk out here with savage cheeks because we're that because of the homophobic.
Nah, man.
I
don't
let water disrespect me like that.
That's not it for me. No, look. When you're in the shower is drizzling down your body, and your body's used to that type of style of water coming from the top to the bottom. But when you
feel like you're getting raped by water.
When you intentionally take pressure of a thing and thrust it in a direction.
Why is it gotta be thrusting?
Because there's pressure coming through. You push. You're deciding to do this to yourself.
Say anything coming around his water around his booty, just like y'all.
I'm stressing out because I know that prostate exam is coming. That's what's scaring me. So I'm really worried about
that's
all.
That's crazy, man. Oh, man. You be in the shower, man. Water just be dripping down, and water just feel like you feel right. Vulnerable.
not in the shower.
He said that's why you should stay in the shower.
Shower is okay, but because that's coming from top to bottom. But if you decide that you go sit down,
so it matters the direction.
A hose of water trajected into your target. No.
So you rather have water slowly drip down.
The water's not penetrating. Hold on. The water's not penetrating you though.
Yeah,
it's. I don't think the water's raping you.
How are you getting clean if you pinching it off?
What do you mean?
If you pinch it,
you just want to clean the outside area.
Clean out the part that you wipe when you use toilet paper. You don't stick your finger in your booty hole.
Yeah, you don't want to sit on the nozzle and clean your insides.
The water does the same thing.
This is disgusting. I don't know why we're doing this right now.
Like, man, revolution, man.
Yo, damn, Brandon, you underwater?
Yeah, he just went for a swim.
Brandon, you good, man? You standing up?
Oh, does that mean?
Yeah, you sound like your phone was
up your ass. You good?
That's all you were bedating.
Is that me, or is that, am I good?
Oh, you good now.
You good now, yeah.
Now you good, but at first the T-Mobile was real.
You know they merged with Sprint, right?
They've been talking about that forever.
It's a go. Oh. It was approved. So it's about to be the same shit.
Sorry, man. Ain't none of these companies worth a damn. Good goddamn. Anyway. They all the same shit. Everything owns everything.
So yeah, Pat, that's how it's cleaning your butt. It's cleaning the outside. It's not going in your hole, man.
You can play. They have ones that play music if that'll make you feel better.
Slow R&B. Yeah. Some cool R. Kelly. Some
smooth jazz.
Nah, ain't no pressure driplets shooting in my booty hole.
I'm thinking of trying it.
Nah, it's like the slow rinse. You see the just savages? Like the slow rinse around.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Niggas rather walk around like savages.
If not, I'm just going to grab the shower head after I'm done.
And
just
feel like they're gay inside. When it's like, who's saying you're gay?
You know
I
what?
I feel like.
Hey.
Why do you?
It's true.
You know what I've noticed,
hey,
man?
Jay.
You know what I noticed? The older I get, the less I care about somebody saying I'm gay. The less that offends me than what it used to when I was younger.
You know what? It's my life.
When I was younger, I would want you to put hands up off of that. Now that I'm older, somebody could be like, hey, man, you gay. I'd be like, whatever.
Maybe.
Whatever. I'm fucking. I'm good.
Yeah, that's it.
What's up, Pat? What was you getting ready to say?
You know what? It's just a slow transition. Look, I just got my pedicure done for the first time, and I love the fuck out of that. So I don't know.
I get that because you know what? I was a little ahead on that one. I've got that done when I was dating Renee at the time, so I had gotten that done.
Yeah, Nancy's the one who got me on that. And my biggest thing is I didn't like people touching my feet, but now I love going with her and doing that.
Yeah, we all felt the way when you sent us a picture of your feet, by the way.
Yeah, I know I did that on purpose. So
we all felt the way about it.
Yeah.
Brandon, you next, man. You gotta have to go and get the eagle's claw sawed off, man.
I don't know, man.
Babies with those feet.
That's murder right there, man. I don't think anybody want to touch these.
Don't worry, they have cheese graters. That's what they use in the bottom of my feet.
Yo, what made us become like so homophobic? Is it just years of people calling us gay in the 90s and early 2000s?
Yes, it's all the music that we listen to.
Like, what does that come from?
From learning, man, from your environment. You got everybody else saying it around you, you'll pick it up.
Because I know it's most of the stuff I was like, I just didn't want nobody to call me gay. That's why I didn't do it.
Look, right. Man, growing up, being gay wasn't really
the thing. You can get hands put on you for being
gay.
Yeah, man, you get beat up. Yeah,
it wasn't the trend.
It wasn't trending.
You grew up and you had to choose sides. You know, you knew whether you was gonna be over there riding dirt bikes, jumping ramps, or double dutching and playing jacks with the you knew you had to figure out where you belong.
So were riding dirt bikes being gay because you're riding and it's vibrating your cheeks?
Bro, why are we still thinking about asses, man?
It's either riding dirt bikes or riding dudes. You take your pick.
When you talk about gayness, asses is involved, right?
True.
So there we go.
Now, do you have a seat on your
bike?
Wait
a minute. You say riding bikes is gay?
Yeah, I say if you're riding a dirt bike and you bounce it around and the thing is vibrating your cheeks, like, is that gay?
Come on, man.
No, Pat ain't riding bikes anymore.
Thanks a lot. Look, if you got a regular seat, you're all right. But if you're rocking the banana seat, then we got to talk about it.
Okay, so a seat that just cuffs you in the right way, huh?
So if the seat holds, all right. So if the heat holds you right and you feel really comfortable, but it's called a banana seat, and it's cupping you. It's you can't do that, right?
Yeah, bro. Come on, change it. Let's change it.
Yeah. This stuff makes. I like talking about this because it makes Pat uncomfortable. That's why I like talking about it so much. Yuck.
Just man.
Oh man.
I'm not. Y'all don't have to worry about this. Y'all don't have to worry about this prostate exam for the next few years. It's coming up, man. Somebody got to put their fingers in me, man.
If I bought you a bidet for Christmas, would you use it?
You ready? You been eating right? Been detoxing?
Bro, I am not ready. I'm not ready.
You really not ready?
Dude, I have fear.
Yeah, you know what?
Man, it's good, man. When you join the military, they do it. It's all right.
What?
All right.
Pat said it. Pat. Just tell him make sure he looks you in the eyes when he's doing it.
Your doctor told me to bend down and spread my cheeks. He looked right in my dark eye.
Right up your rectum, huh?
Hey, Brent, I don't know if that's true, man. Last I read it, they don't do that according to the military. So are you sure that was normal? Or
he closed the door.
Look, man, if there was another cat in there doing it with me, yeah, it's normal. I saw it. I saw this man look at this other man. I saw him look at me.
Did he shake? Did he look at you? Did he look you in the eyes and give you that confirmation eye? Like,
bro, they told you to spread them, but did they put something in you? They put a finger in you, bro?
He just looked at it.
Oh, okay.
He just flicked it.
Looking is cool, huh?
Yeah.
Did they have you lift your sack?
Yeah, you can look all you want. You can look, just don't touch, cuz.
Raise your cheek and lift your sack.
Look, man, I think I was too far gone in that process to say no to anything anyway. So, I signed on the dotted line. They had me for 8 years.
He was raped anyway, so.
As well. Yeah.
Willingly.
Figuratively into literally.
It's crazy.
You, you do not belong to you anymore. Bend over.
Said that right. Spread them. That's horrible. Oh, my God.
Look, man, I should have paid more attention to, what was that movie with Cuba, Cuba getting Judy in?
Like Pat said, did they get you with the finger? I'm sorry, Pat. I can tell you really feel the way about this.
Because wait until y'all get close.
I'm not worried about nervous it, too.
How much longer you got, Pat? At what age is it?
It just is what it is.
I think it's one more year, bro.
At 45?
Oh.
I thought it was at 40.
I think it's.
Hey, Michael. Michael let us know before.
I've heard different ages.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I've heard 35, 40, 45. I've heard different ages.
I thought it was 40.
At least want to make sure you ain't got no cancer.
Yeah.
You ain't got no critters on your prostate.
And little guys roaming around on your prostate.
Doctor, you don't bend over. You don't use the bidet, don't you?
Right. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and prescribe your bidet. So get this fixed. What if he tells you that, Pat? What are you gonna do?
Oh man, he'll give you a discount with a coupon.
A physical coupon for $5 off.
A discount.
Oh man.
Which one is right for you?
Oh gosh. Oh, sorry, Pat. Pat.
You got a bidet with a Raider emblem on. That'd be cool.
Hey, we getting warmer.
With the eye patch.
That would fit. It's only hitting you in the one eye, so that kind of fits.
I'll consider then, maybe.
Oh, man.
I have Al Davis's voice telling you, good job.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot.
You good, Pat?
No.
And you said you got one more year?
I think so. I think that's where it is, man.
You know, you don't.
I thought it was at 44.
You know, you don't have to do it.
I know you don't have to, but I know you should, and I'm going to do it. I make sure my shit is working and shit is right. You know.
Make sure you clean. Hey, do you clean yourself before you do that? Is that like you preparing your asshole for them to finger you in it?
I would probably want to.
Should you just?
I ain't gonna drop a deuce and then go in there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, should I?
That's real disrespectful.
Well, he's not going for a colon cleanse. He's just going for a colonoscopy.
Now,
man.
How many knuckles do they go inside you? That's the question.
I think they go to the second.
Damn, that's a good 2 inches.
I think they go to the second knuckle.
Well, Jerome, at least you'll be all right. You'll be ready because that bidet is working on you already.
Yeah, I'll be nice and clean. Nice and clean. That'd be good, man.
I ain't fucking with no. I'm not fucking with no.
You walk around here with clean cheeks, but I'm walking around looking at that. 2 million people in the city with dirty asses, bro. That's all I'm looking at, man.
Sorry. I'm not walking around. Like, I ain't fucking with no bidet, no but night, no but morning, no but afternoon. No.
But you will be fucking with that finger in your booty hole and coming out.
Well, we'll all get there one day. Hopefully you get there.
Why do you keep saying we'll get there? I don't have
to. Yeah, I know, right? Look, man.
I have a choice.
Make it there first.
It's mandatory. Not mandatory.
It's not like Brandon's situation. We
I
don't have to
skip
go.
That one. Yeah, that's what I
No,
skip.
Man, I implore that y'all get that shit checked out, man. Don't be...
No, I'm good.
Don't be that... Don't be don't act don't do not act your ethnicity. Stop it.
I'm clean. Good.
You know we don't like to go to the doctor.
I never go to the doctor.
That's what. See, there you go.
Never. I think that's a man thing. Like, we don't go to the doctor unless we have to.
No, men go to the doctor. Men go. Just a black man barely go.
Nah, I think men just don't go. Most dudes I talk to, they're like, nah, I don't go to the doctor unless
Yeah, man. I talked to a couple of white dudes. They're like, I'm going to about to Mexican die. Dudes, Asian dudes, man.
My doctor's appointment is Monday.
Yeah, only time I say go to the doctor, that's a lie, so I ain't got to go to work. There's no truth to that.
Waking up Monday morning, going there, and then going to get my registration for my car, changing my license plate to the Raiders license plates on Monday, too.
This Monday?
Yep. He ain't sticking no fingers in me this Monday. That's not happening.
Is this going to massage the outside or what's happening? Kind of prep you?
No. Well, this will be the first time I met this guy, so he ain't gonna, that's not how we start a relationship.
Okay. So you guys got to get to know each other first.
You understand?
Yeah, of course. Definitely. Yeah,
bro. You know somebody who's going in, it's going to be intimate.
Now, how is that follow-up visit after that going to be? Is that going to be awkward?
It'll probably be two visits first. I don't know. First, I got to shake his hand, look him in the eye.
See the thing. Measure his fingers.
Yeah. He got the big ass.
Yeah, check them fingers, man.
You got to find another doctor.
Yeah, if I check he got some thickness going on, I might have to switch up, find me a woman doctor or something. Like this with no fingernails.
Like he's been punching trees his whole life. It's fucking knuckles all.
Oh time. Shit.
Swelled up knuckles.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I can't have Ivan Drago working me.
Sleep, man. Clutching trees is all.
Have Ivan Drago working on me.
She's just going to town on Red Oaks. Oh, man.
So he's going to have a
job. He doesn't become a lumberjack. He decides to become a doctor. That's wild.
Hey, y'all seen that viral video of that little girl? Y'all seen that viral video of that little girl punching trees? That little boxing little girl?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Imagine her daddy. You know his ass is in trees now. I hope he's not a physician in America.
Nah, I think that was in another country. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Mm-mm. She might have been a Serbian. It seemed like something a Serbian would do.
You gonna go in there like sober?
Oh, man.
Are you gonna take the ibuprofen before or after?
After, bro. Much right after.
Hey, man, what you gonna put as the title of this show, man?
I don't know. But do you take a muscle relaxer before this happens?
Oh, man.
Because there's no way you're not going to be tense. Like some dude was saying, relax, relax.
There's no way.
Relax.
You, and you know how I feel about relax. You know, I ain't with it.
He said he's going to clench extra hard.
Hey, yo, the name of this episode. Hey,
Pat, relax.
Let my finger go, Pat.
Hey, Brandon. You gotta relax.
Yeah.
You got to relax.
I think the name of this episode is Don't Squeeze the Charmin.
Don't Squeeze the Charmin. I may use that. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Badeo.
Oh, you knew what it was. Don't look any further.
Oh,
man. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's the relevant show.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
That's why I named it what I named it.
Yep.
Sorry, Pat.
Hey, so it's set up in the house right now. Your pops obviously has used it. How does he feel about it?
Oh, he likes it. Everybody in the house likes it. Everybody, after they use it, they was like, oh, what the fuck was we doing before?
Hey, does everybody feel the need to talk about it after they use it?
Nah, I'm the jerk. I'm the jerk since I bought it. You know, when you bought something and somebody's using it, you want to ask them, so what's what you think about it? So I'm the asshole going on the
internet. Yeah.
Did you use the bidet yet? You did? What you think?
Okay, so that moment was eventually passed. It'll be like, all right, like it's nothing.
You got to write a review for it.
It'll be like whatever after a while. But I definitely went to everybody the day after. I was like, you use it yet? First person I asked was Vanessa, of course. I was like, you use it? She's like, yes.
You can't ask no woman. Women, that's different.
She's like, great. So then I asked my dad, I was like, hey, did you use the bidet yet? He's like, yeah, I use it. My dad's always got another thing to say, though. I was like, hey, did you use it? He's like, yeah, I use it. I was like, so what you think? He's like, you know, I lived in France for a couple of years, and they had them things in the 70s. So, you know, I've used them before. I'm like, that's not what the fuck I asked you, Dad. Did you like it or what? it's cool. It's cool. I like it. It's not bad.
I must have missed something. I missed something. Rewind this back. Did I miss why you did this or what sprung this idea?
Yeah, so I was listening to Asakira. She's got a podcast. And then she was talking to, she had a woman on there talking about bidets. And they were talking about the health reasons to use them and how hygiene is different between America and other countries, talking about Europe, France, Amsterdam, all those other European-type countries. And she was talking about the benefits of bidets. And then Asakira was talking about she's like, yeah. She's like, it's so much easier to eat my man's ass now after I have bidets. I was just like, huh, all right, well, maybe I should get bidets. So I was listening to the health benders that she hit with. And I was just like, oh, well, maybe I should try it. And she was on there promoting what I bought, that little accessory. And it was only $69. So I talked to my mom and pops about it. It was like, yeah, we'll get them. I talked to them about the health benefits. And I bought it. It's pretty cool. So that's what made me buy it. Listen to a porn star talking about it, and then her talking about eating ass, and then listen to me. All right, well,
I'll take four.
Can't have one without the other.
Can't have one without the other, man. I just went together. I just went with it.
Where you get the knowledge from, right? As long as you get it, huh?
Yeah, no matter where I get it from, man. You know, I got it from.
I mean, that's a cool reputable source, though, man. I mean, I.
Yeah, I mean,
listen.
Who else knows more about ass cheeks than Asakira?
Well, she's the master.
Probably Ava Devine. Probably Ava Devine.
That's a good point. And Asakira is a porn star who was talking about the thing. I can't be talking about ass cheeks with the baby crying in the background. But yeah, with Asakira talking about ass, because she had never used it before, and she said since she used it, she was like, man, how was I don't understand how I was going before. I'm just like, hey, this is a porn star talking about that. All right, well, you know what? Let me try this. Sure enough, I felt the same way. I was like, what the fuck was I doing before? Did that answer your question?
I guess.
Sorry, man. Go ahead and get that Amazon Prime ready, man.
Matt's already got two in the car.
I already got Mike thinking about it. Brandon's been like, yo, man, we are smearing that shit around.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike and Brandon, I think he's a part of a pyramid scheme, and he's trying to get us involved, man.
He got me already.
If I was, I'd be promoting this even more on the show. Every episode, I'd be talking about, yo,
it's brought to you by.
Brought to you by, yeah. We'd be getting paper.
So any bidet companies out there that want to be sponsored or advertised, yeah. Not sponsored, advertised.
Companies called Tushy. Funny thing.
Tushy?
Tushy.
Oh, it is. It's like T-O-O?
Tushy. T-U-S-H-Y. Oh. And they had this bamboo toilet paper.
Did you try that?
You know what?
That fucking toilet paper is
when I went to Japan, man, they was real big. That was like,
yeah, dude,
98, 97, they was definitely kicking it with the bidets.
Wiping your ass with angel feathers, man. That shit is so soft.
Angel feathers.
Like, those were the commercials back there.
But when feathers? I think of bamboo, don't nothing seem soft about bamboo.
Don't nothing seem soft about nothing. A tree.
Yeah, you wiping your ass with a redwood.
You ever rub up on a tree?
You're right.
We'll grab a piece of tree right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Man, I just think of a panda biting the fuck out of that fucking
bark
branch and the spikes and shit. Nah, hell no.
Does bamboo have bark on it?
Oh, nah. Let's just go with it.
Today it does.
I'm just saying, no. Like, you take a bamboo shoot and you snap it and the power behind it. Motherfucking, I think of of hardcore wrestling when they hit you with that bamboo stick.
The kendo sticks.
The kendo sticks, man. Yeah, them shits are...
Leave splinters in you.
But I got to wipe my ass with that, huh? Bamboo tissue, huh?
Bamboo, that shit is soft.
I don't think it's just it's like slices of bamboo. I'm pretty sure it's processed in the paper. So.
That'd be a mean splinter, man.
It's just like you're swimming in lotion.
You can never recover from a splinter like that.
What, getting hit with a kendo stick? Oh, that'll be a mean one. Then they keep slamming you on your back with a splinter in you.
Mm.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I'm talking about if it was still on the tissue.
Oh, that'd be rough. You going to the doctor?
Would you go to the doctor pad for that?
That's what the bidet is for, wipe it away.
A heartbeat. I'd be like, hey man, check my ass, man. Can you get that splinter out?
I try to wait a minute just to see if it'll go away.
Better do it, don't think.
First thing I'll do is I'll call Brandon up or I'll call Mike up. I'm like, hey, look, man, I got this issue. What you think I should do?
Bro, I do not think that is not an honor. Brandon, don't take that call.
You got no choice, man. You ain't gonna know the call's coming. You just gonna hear.
Like, oh, man.
Brandon, I got a splinter in my asshole, man.
Do I go to the doctor or do I wait till it falls up?
Should swell up and give you a big ass. I don't know,
man.
Brandon's answer will either he'll hang up or he'll say, hey, man, wait till this shit fall out, man. I'll let you later.
It'll pass.
I hate going to
that'd
the doctor.
That'd be the nastiest bump you had on your ass. Oh my God. Ain't nothing worse than, like, if you get foot pain or back pain, asshole pain has to be terrible. It's like something you can, it's unbearable. It's got to be unbearable.
I've had some
shingles in the head.
I hurt my tailbone. I've never hurt my tailbone before.
Whoa.
That shit is the worst.
What did you do? Fall on it?
At work. So when we're at work and
construction, whatever you said you did was absolutely muted by by that screen. It was made to seem like just all blood was just spewing out whatever you injured.
Yeah, that screen was bloody murder on my end.
Yeah. That's what happens.
No, deadly.
So when you're at work, you're either sitting on the ground or a lunchbox, or you're sitting on something. I sat on the ground for like 3 days, and it ended up just hurting my tailbone. And that shit was the worst feeling. I was like, yo, I think I ripped my ass or something. So I kept telling Vanessa, I was like, I think I ripped my ass. She's like, what'd you do? I was like, I don't know. I went too hard on squats or something. I don't know. I think I ripped my ass or something. But then after I started looking it up, it was my tailbone, and that is the worst. You can't
that's
sit. That's crazy, man. What the hell do you do, man? Just sit down with your legs up?
Trying to put his legs behind his head.
I don't know. You're sitting on concrete. Break time and lunchtime and shit.
That was terrible. Rikishi bomb, man. You can't be doing that shit.
I'm talking about something as simple as, like, you stand up straight, and you just want to bend over to just pick something up off the floor. Instantly, you'll fall to your knees. It's instant. When I would sit down, to get up took at least 10 minutes.
Damn.
Where I had to have somebody help me up because I couldn't put pressure on, calves, quads, hams, it don't matter. Your tailbone is just like, yeah. I could not move, could not get up. It was a wrap. 10 minutes to stand up.
How long did you feel that way?
2 weeks.
Damn.
The first week was the extreme pain. The second week is when it starts dying down. By the third week, I was fine.
Sound like this wisdom tooth pain I've been having.
That's worse. That mouth pain is some of the worst pain you could ever have. But with them shits taken out.
Oh, no, I think ass pain may be the worst.
So. Oh, man. You phone get up. Use this.
Get your wisdom tooth taken out, man.
I know.
All right, hey, I'm gonna hang up on y'all, man. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all get back to doing what y'all doing, man.
Yeah, man. All I'm right. Got the crook in my neck.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, let's go.
Let y'all chill out, man. I'm gonna go wipe my ass. I'll holler at y'all.
That ain't right. It ain't gonna be all the way.
It ain't gonna be all the way clean, man. All right, y'all. I'll holler at y'all.
All right.
Smooth.
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like they just called into the show.
Yeah, I could do that. That was the first time I tried it like that.
Mm.
Like recording it.
Right.
Before I just did it. Hopefully got our voices.
Might just be a whole silence of them on just, that just whole time.
Them, just them on one side. Yeah.
It's
what else? What
great.
Else?
That Pat is so uncomfortable with that.
That's the exact reason why I was like, let me call Pat, man. He's going to be so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
You can see him dreading.
You can just hear it in his voice.
You can see him dreading and have to go get a prostate exam.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Though, I keep saying the older I get, I could care less about somebody saying, hey, man. Like, if I was walking down the street, yeah, it's even worse than this. If I lived in a neighborhood, right, and the neighbor was like, just be like,
okay.
I think it's because I'm past the homophobic point.
Yeah.
That I was when I was younger. I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it's
for the most part.
Right.
For the most part, there's still certain things I was like, no.
So, dude, you just can't come up and dry hump you.
No, you can't dry hump. You can't just grab my ass. Because there's stuff that's like slapping ass cheeks during a basketball game, right? Like, what if you did that outside of a basketball game? Like,
you're not supposed to do that outside of basketball.
What makes being in between those lines sacred ground? The minute you step out the lines, it's like, no, ain't no slapping ass around here, man.
Don't do that.
Like, somebody just installed your light. They just, hey, man, good install.
No, why is it any different?
Good install. Just trying to get you hyped, trying to prep you up, man. That was a good install. You have a good day at work, man. Hey, man, that was a good day. What's wrong with that?
Uh-oh.
What happened? Oh, baby?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like she's ready to eat.
Hungry. You wanted to get into something else, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I was talking about, I know we've been talking about a lot, was that damn, well, first off, how crappy WWE's been, but more so how hyped I am about AEW.
Yeah,
like, I mean, man, I'm just, you know, I don't know if it's just kind of like that because it's something new.
Definitely something.
But it's not, you know, like these other companies that do it. It just seems like it's something good. So, and all these guys want to go there and wrestle with them, and I'm just looking forward to see what they do.
Yeah, especially now that they got like a TV deal.
Yeah, especially with TNT. It's not like a
yeah,
random bullshit, TV deal with a network nobody has. Or
which is weird. I'm like, well, why did TNT do that? Maybe TNT was like, hey, we ain't got nothing else besides inside the NBA.
That's, yeah, pretty much. So I'm looking forward to it. So because
bullshit shows,
and WWE is just not.
They fucking up. Just say
they don't know what to do. They do not know what to do, dude.
Whenever it's time to listen to the audience, it's like they don't, and then when they do, they're planning on ways how to get out.
Yeah,
of listening,
because they went through that whole thing where they're like, oh, we're gonna just listen to you guys and. It's all for you guys. And
It's never been.
It's all Brock Lesnar.
Dude, that didn't make any sense. They wanted, like, before it was everybody was cheering for Daniel Bryan. They wanted Daniel Bryan to be the champion. Then they give it to everybody else but him.
Yeah.
Which is, all right, okay. Then after that, who was after that? Oh, they kept giving it to Roman. But I don't think people hated Roman. I just think they hated what he represented. Mm-hmm. The same way they hated Cena.
Yeah.
It was like, we just hate that. They're giving it to you. But we just don't want you to have it right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe later.
This is what we want now.
Yeah,
well,
we
I don't know.
This.
I think Vince just needs to go.
Like Kofi. They gave it to Kofi.
Yeah.
I wanted Kofi to win it.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping it on him. But there's already reports of like, well, we're going to get it off of him with this. And then it's going to go to this. And then eventually it's going to get back to Roman. It's just like,
it's going to be the exact same thing as what it always is.
And since they're already thinking about it, people are already like, they're ready to boo Roman already.
Nope.
We don't even know what's going to happen.
It's, I just don't get it. They just don't know what to do. Like you said, we can write better storylines than what they do. So
some of the stuff they do, I can write way better.
Some
than
of the
that.
Stuff just writes itself, dude. But yeah, they do the complete opposite. It's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's frustrating to watch.
There's times where it's like, first of all, a 3-hour show is too long.
It's stupid. And it's when you have a 3-hour show and you have 4 matches.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell are you doing? Doesn't make any sense to me. But I still watch, but I still get frustrated.
What I do is I watch highlights.
Yeah.
So I don't get the full effect of the 3-hour show. Mm. I just go on YouTube and somebody takes those 3 hours and condenses it.
Yeah. If not, I just read.
Like the results of what happened. And I mainly now, watch the women. I like the women wrestling over
right
the guys.
And they put on some good matches. Like you said, that AJ Styles and Seth Rollins, that was a good one. So they still have good matches, but they just don't realize that that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you could do all your other random nonsense, but they're just trying to do too much.
And when I watched that AEW show, it was like watching wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like I was watching a wrestling show that wasn't afraid to say it's a wrestling show. It was unapologetic about it being a wrestling show. I mean,
and that's what NXT is.
It was wrestling. There was blood.
Yeah.
Like, was it Dustin Rhodes? Dustin Rhodes was actually bleeding, using his regular name, Dustin, against his brother. That was a good-ass match.
It was.
That was a good-ass match. Especially people are like, you know, it's fake, it's predetermined. I mean, you're just watching it for, it's a male soap opera.
That's all it is.
If you used to be a wrestling fan, then you understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe you grew out of it. I think I was telling you, I was like, yo, I'm always being a wrestling fan.
It's, yeah, there were some times, some points where I'm like, well, I think
you
it's.
You stop watching it.
But yeah, it's always going to be there regardless.
Stop watching it. Yep. And then, but when something catches you, you're just like, oh, wait, cool. Because when you watch a good match, you're just like, ah, oh, that shit was.
Yeah. Because I still get invested and I still get excited. Like, I'm a little, like, WrestleMania when Kofi won. And, you know, like a little damn kid, dude. Yeah. You know, back when we were in high school or middle school. And
it's the nostalgia of it. The only thing you just, that's, I mean, the storylines now are like, they're not the same.
Yeah.
And it's even though we had some crappy ones, but at least you knew they were, it seemed like they tried. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They were crappy, but they tried. You know,
now
they don't
just
cut promos anymore like they used to.
Like they're all stiff and it's just, it's, you could tell it's not genuine. And again, it's just Vince thinks he knows what, and they're all it is they're worried about because they have
their shareholders.
That's all because they have to, of course, at the end of the day, because all the shareholders and the TV deals and everything like that. But
the ratings are dropping.
Yeah, and then it sucks because they brought Brock back, and then they were like that episode he came back was when they introduced the 24/7 title. So, and I think that's where the viewership came in.
Yeah.
Because people wanted to see what a new title looked like.
Yeah.
But Vince is going to take it as, oh, well, it was because
Brock.
And my biggest thing is like, dude, let surprises happen. Don't announce everything. I don't need a video package saying this person's coming back or this person's going to be here.
Just let
them the surprise, like at that AEW show, was especially like Moxley and things like that. Mm-hmm. That shit, that's what it's about. You know, people want to see that. You know, yeah, they're expecting it, but they're not really quite sure if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and I was expecting it to happen, and I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was the end of the show, and I was just like, oh, well, I guess he's not coming this
show. Yeah, and it just didn't fit to where he came in.
Yeah.
But it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
So, because it was like, that doesn't fit. And, you know, because I was like, oh, the match is over. It ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it's perfect the way they did it. And I'm like, that's what you don't have to freaking announce on your damn social media that this is happening. Yeah. It's stupid.
And that's another thing that the AEW is doing over WWE is they're like, they're embracing social media.
Mm.
So, like, I've watched YouTube videos where they did, you just sent me the documentary that they did coming up to their first pay-per-view.
Yeah.
But they also, coming up to their pay-per-view, they'll do like just like little video packages on YouTube, little skits, you know, just stuff. Because, I mean, A, they don't have a TV show right now.
Yeah.
But they're embracing YouTube, and they're doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Doing promos on YouTube, like old school wrestling promos. Where
right.
It's them, and they're looking into the camera and just, you know.
Standing somewhere in a boiler room and
just talking, cutting just a promo. Talking shit.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the type of stuff you're like, oh. That's the wrestling I remember, man. Ultimate Warrior talking about nothing.
Yeah. The galaxy and the stars. And,
yeah.
But it was exciting.
days. Like, that's what it is.
That's what I mean. Just, you know, it's not the same, but hopefully, you know. And, like, I read somewhere, and I think it's right. They should, and I don't think they are. They already said they're not trying to. They shouldn't be trying to compete with WWE. They, no, should, be they should be competing. If they're going to compete with anybody, it should be competing with NXT. NXT is, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know that TakeOver was tonight. I'll probably go back and catch it, but that's where the most excitement that a WWE product is NXT, because everything else just sucks.
Yeah, NXT is in NEW.
Yeah.
I mean, so AEW.
It's kind of on that level, so.
It is. It's just a smaller show. All you really got to do is just let Triple H, like, hey.
Dude, just take the reins. That's it.
You know, slowly let him get in there. But I understand. Shareholders, like you're saying, there's certain things you can't do, but.
But it's not even, you don't even have to,
you don't have to go
get crazy. You don't have to, like I said, the craziest thing that they did on at the AEW show was, in my opinion, that I remember, was the blood.
Yeah, that was
it. And it wasn't, it was a lot of blood.
It was a lot, but it fit that match when you went into the whole story of what they were doing, what they were trying to accomplish. They told a story, the older brother, the younger brother, the sibling rivalry. Mm-hmm. They were going at it. The younger brother wins. He gets ready to leave, but then he comes back to his beat up brother and he's like, "Look, man,
that made me want to cry.
I got to fight these. I got a match against the greatest tag team in the world, and I need my brother."
Yeah.
And you're watching, you're just like, oh. And the whole story is taking. I didn't do no justice, but the whole story is taking place through the match. It's being told through the match. You know, it's like a ballet. It's being told without being said.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh.
And it all just makes sense.
Yeah.
So
the blood made sense.
Yeah.
And I think that was the only match with blood, right?
That was it. Nothing, like I said, nothing else was excessive, like over the top, where, you know, it's like, you know, oh, that's not, you know, oh, no, it's, that was the only one, and it was right. It needed it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that, you know, they just did it just to do it, just to be edgy or whatever. No, it fit. And that's what I'm saying. I was like, you can do that. That's basically what NXT does.
Yeah. I feel like as long as they keep Vince Russo away from it,
they'll be fine.
Keep Hogan away from it.
Just keep a lot of older guys.
If you bring Hogan, then there's no wrestling for you, Hogan.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe just talk. And keep Bischoff away from it. Though Bischoff has good ideas. The only other person I can see that should be brought in is Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah. Paul Heyman.
As a consultant or something like that. That's it.
No, I would be good with Paul Heyman. That would be nice to see him go. I was surprised to see freaking Billy Gunn in that.
I was too.
Battle Royale. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
I was surprised that JR is there now.
That's a good move.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that was a good move.
He said he's there as a consultant and a talk. I feel like they won't make the same WCW mistakes, mainly because Jericho seems to have a pretty good foot in there. And he was around for the WCW stuff.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty smart guy. And he doesn't seem like a guy who's like, I'm going to only put me over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way Kenny Omega is and the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they understand. I don't think they have that mindset that Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and those guys, basically because they ran WCW, in a sense. Kevin Nash, for the most part.
Which, you know. I mean, they had to have that at that time. Like, I can't completely shit on those guys because they changed.
No, they changed, and it was good.
Wrestling,
it
changed.
It got out of control. I think too many people try to get involved at the end, but you know, that's the way it should have been. So you've got to make sure that it doesn't go down that line. And that's what everybody was saying about the show. Like, oh, because everybody thought Kenny Omega was going to win. Yeah. I felt that Chris Jericho was going to win.
I felt like
I was like, he's going to win. And it was like, no, because he's going to win, and all the top guys of who basically run the business, that, you know, business, are going to win because the Young Bucks won. And then, but the Young Bucks needed to win, which makes sense. And, you know, they're doing things that make sense.
Yeah, Kenny Omega didn't need to win. And the reason why I thought that is because they had already announced that, or it was a leak. Well, first of all, before I say this, their heavyweight title belt looks way better.
Yeah.
It looks like an actual belt that I would buy. You know, just have, like, as a souvenir.
Right.
Like, it's nice.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a kid's toy.
Belt, but, like, that one, I'm like, yo, this looks like the old – it reminds you of the old school world, the Ric Flair belt.
Yeah.
And the old Wing Eagle belt. Like, it looks like an actual championship.
Right, right.
Like you're saying, like a toy. Like, what they have now looks like toys.
Yeah.
and that big ass penny that they have as a tag team championship, and that silver dollar. That's yeah, terrible. So,
and that, yeah, that ugly ass 24/7 belt.
Yeah, that's
I don't know who designs their belts, but that guy needs to be fired.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're looking at boxing belts, but boxing belts are ugly.
Like, but even then, I'd take a boxing belt over what they have.
I'll take it over there because of what it is. Yeah. But I think they're trying to mimic those type of belts, and they're just ugly. Even the UFC belt looks better.
Well, now not the new one. Have you seen the new UFC belts? Those shits are disgusting. They're octagons now. They're disgusting. Their old belts are nice.
Why would they do that?
She took my phone, but you can look up the new UFC belts. They're disgusting.
Ew, why would,
I think they try to follow WWE, and I don't know. They're disgusting to me.
I haven't followed UFC in a minute.
Yeah,
there's nobody that's like, ew, that's ugly.
You see that?
They want $850 for this dude.
Ugh.
It's the replica belt.
Right.
Ew.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It looks better than a 24/7 title.
It does. Anything does. Now I want to see if they make replicas of the AEW belt, because if they
I like
that one. Yeah, that's the old one. That looks good.
I like that one. What were you saying about the AEW?
I hope they make a replica of it that we can buy. Because I'll buy that.
Next time they come out here, I'm going again. Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Dude, I can only imagine how that was live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just watching on TV, you could feel it I can only imagine what it was live. I was supposed to be there with you, but circumstances. Yeah, that's dope. So next time for sure they come out.
Next time I'm gonna keep following them. They're what I'm following.
Uh-huh.
Because when they come here, I don't think they're gonna do the gimmick. Every time Raw comes here, it's a gimmick Las Vegas style show. And I'm like, give me a show.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Yes, we're
wrestling.
In Las Vegas. We don't need to.
And I don't think they come out here with a pay per view, and then by them, like, their pay per views cost too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So theirs was in a small, not small, it was in the MGM, but, you know, it wasn't like a big stadium.
Yeah.
The seats were cool. You know what I mean? So it wasn't crazy.
And that's a good thing about the MGM, no matter where you sit, you can see everything. So
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So that's another thing. The arena that they put it in felt like, because it was in an arena,
uh-huh,
like the old school. Not old school. For us, it's old school. The old WCW pay-per-views, like the Halloween Havoc and stuff.
Yeah.
Because of the way it was, you're just like, oh, this feels familiar.
And that's that vibe that the MG. I'm glad they did it there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it wouldn't have felt the same if they did like at T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Do T-Mobile later.
And I think they chose MGM, I'm sure, probably for that reason.
Yeah, it's a smaller. Do T-Mobile later, but yeah. So next time they come, I'm going again, I'm going to buy one of those.
Yeah, I want one of those.
I'm gonna just keep paying attention to where they go.
I was gonna give me a WWE one, but I'm just gonna wait.
No, I'm not gonna. I got the Cena spinner.
Yeah,
that's good enough for me. The only thing after that one is be like the Ric Flair belt. I always call it the Ric Flair belt. The Ric Flair belt or the AEW one.
I still want to get my Wing Angle one. It's like $300.
Yeah. Anyway, basically. AEW is nice.
Yes.
If anybody's a wrestling fan, it's a good promotion. A lot of the old wrestlers you like are there, plus the new ones.
Now everybody wants to go there.
Yeah. And Jericho's fighting for the title at the next pay-per-view. That's what I was trying to say.
He's going out to New Japan to wrestle for their heavyweight title, too.
Yeah.
In this, like, in a couple days, I think, or so. Yeah. That's what I like about them, too, is they let these guys go out and... Other promotions, kind of like
that's
the
like an old school wrestling promotion.
Yeah, because like the Young Bucks, like the they're the tag team champions from AAA wrestling out in Mexico.
Yeah,
and that's dope. That's,
so basically, it's like you think of it as coming full circle.
Mm.
So AEW is treating it like an old school wrestling promotion,
and then going out to different territories
different places, and you you know, you fight for their belt and you win their belt, and then you bring it back to your company, but now it promotes the company that you just came from. And yeah,
so hopefully I think they can do it. Just keep their heads level. Don't try to do too much too quick, and
don't
do anything anybody else is doing. Just do what they do.
Don't compete with WWE.
Yeah, don't watch their product and say we have to compete with that. Just do what they do. Just do what they did on Saturday night, and they'll be just fine.
And one of the owner of AEW's got money.
He does. He's the son of the, well, he's what assume he's still part of the Jags ownership.
Yeah.
And they own what? Another team, don't they?
Another billionaire.
So, yeah.
They own the Jags.
I think there's another team they own, too. So, I don't know if...
Probably a soccer team. If he owns a soccer team, he definitely
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll be just... They have the funding, but again, at the end of the day, they still have to deliver to make sure that funding stays, but yeah. I think they can. So,
all right. We gave y'all an episode this week. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
Bunch of nonsense, as always.
Wash your ass. Thank y'all for listening.
Yes, yes. Get your bidets.
We'll catch y'all. I'll probably hit Mike up. We'll probably do another episode probably next week, a week after that. But y'all definitely get another episode sooner. So, anything?
That's all I got. I'm good. All
right, y'all. We out. See y'all later.